Good evening. I'm Bob Dole, the Senate Republican leader. And like nearly all Americans, I want President Clinton to succeed. I want him to lead America in the right direction. More jobs, more opportunities, a reduced federal deficit. The president just told you about his economic plan and a number of other plans, and he's asked for your support. Many of us in Congress, including some Democrats, oppose the plan. And let me get right to the point and tell you why. We oppose this plan because it takes America in the wrong direction. Because we believe by working together, we can do much better. Much, much better for you and all other Americans. Now, we hear lots of so-called experts, full of facts and a lot of fancy charts, and we've seen some this evening. You'll see a lot in the next 48 hours before the voting starts. And as you wade through all the numbers and promises, keep in mind that passage of this bill will affect your job, your business, your family, and your retirement. So ask yourself four questions. And the answers to these questions are not my opinions, they are the facts. The first question is, does President Clinton's plan increase taxes? And the answer is an emphatic yes. Yes, to the tune of $260 billion in increased taxes and fees. One of my Democratic colleagues stated that this plan is not just the largest tax increase in American history, but the largest tax increase in world history. Now, the president says the tax increases will only punish upper-income Americans, as if that was something to celebrate. Well, he's wrong. Under his plan, millions of you who might think you were a member of the middle class would be paying more in taxes. Two career families, more than 800,000 small businesses, over 5 million senior citizens, and millions of others will soon be sending more hard-earned dollars to Washington. And what really bothers me is that President Clinton and the Democrats in Congress are so anxious to raise your taxes, they've made the income tax increase effective January 1, 1993. That's right. You heard it right. January 1, 1993, 20 days before President Clinton even got to the White House. President Clinton says his plan is historic, and he's right. Never before in American history has the government increased tax rates retroactively. And by doing so, President Clinton is telling millions of individuals and small businessmen and women who have been paying their income taxes at the current rate that what you've sent in the past 7 months is not enough. You must pay more, a lot more. In some cases, at least a 67% increase in income taxes for the balance of the year, and that's just 5 months. You remember the old saying that the only sure things in life are death and taxes? Well, believe it or not, this unfair retroactive tax increase even applies to Americans who have passed away since January by forcing their surviving family members to pay higher inheritance taxes. Now, some taxpayers have told me that they'd be willing to pay a little more in taxes to reduce the deficit if government would just cut spending first. So the second question is, does the president's plan reduce government spending? And the answer is no, not really. The president's plan does not eliminate a single federal program. It does not tell government bureaucrats to spend less money. It says government programs will be increased, but the increase will not be quite as big as expected. Now, keep in mind again that the tax increases in the president's plan started 7 months ago, January 1, 1993. But the so-called spending cuts are only promised for some time in the future. In fact, 80% of those promised spending cuts won't occur, if at all, until after the next presidential election in 1996. Now, Republicans and some Democrats in Congress heard the message you sent us last November. You wanted us to cut spending first, and we had a plan to do just that. It was a good plan. We tried to eliminate the president's requested tax increases. We tried to make real cuts in government spending. But unfortunately, the president and the liberal Democrats in Congress defeated all of these proposals. The third question you should ask is, does the president's plan help put Americans back to work? And the answer is no, N-O, no. Back in January, the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office told us that if Congress did not do anything, if we did not pass any economic package, our economy would create 9.4 million new jobs over the next 4 years. President Clinton now says that his plan will create perhaps 8 million jobs, new jobs over the next 4 years. In effect, by passing the president's plan, we could lose 1.4 million jobs. So if you're a restaurant worker in Nevada, a small businessman or woman in Wisconsin, an aerospace worker in California, a defense worker in Georgia, a family farmer in Nebraska, an insurance salesman in Connecticut, an engineer in Alabama, or even a senior citizen in Arizona, look out. The Clinton plan is bad news for you and all other Americans. It's bad for your job and bad for your families. Still, despite all this, there may be a few, just a few out there, who are saying, so what if my taxes are increased? So what if more jobs would be created if we did nothing? If this plan reduces the deficit, then I will support it. Well, I share your concern and have said for many years and have backed it up with tough votes that reducing the national deficit must be our number one priority. So the fourth question is, does the president's plan reduce the deficit? Unfortunately for America's future and the future of our children and grandchildren, the answer is no. Yes, President Clinton's massive tax increases will drop the deficit from $285 billion this year to an estimated $202 billion in 1997. But just 3 years after that, just 3 years after that, most analysts project that the deficit will skyrocket to well over $350 billion. And by the way, don't be fooled by what the president just said by his so-called deficit reduction trust fund. Members of the president's own economic team have dismissed this as a gimmick, and the director of the Congressional Budget Office has testified that this trust fund will not reduce the deficit by one dime. So don't be fooled by this gimmick. My fellow Americans, those are the facts. The president's economic plan calls for more taxes, more spending, and higher deficits. That is why we oppose the bill and why you should oppose it. And you should immediately contact your senators and representatives by calling 202-224-3121. That's area code 202-224-3121. Now, you've listened to a lot of talking tonight, and if you don't remember anything else, remember the answers to the four questions I discussed. Remember first that the president's plan is the largest tax increase in the history of the world, affecting millions of Americans. Number two, remember the president's plan does not really cut government spending, it only slows its growth. Number three, remember the president's plan does not create jobs. And finally, remember that the president's plan does not solve the deficit problem. Rather, the national debt, and he didn't tell you this, will increase by $1 trillion during President Clinton's current term. So my fellow Americans, contrary to what some may be saying, the world will not end if this bill is defeated. In fact, defeating this bill will mark not an end, but a new beginning. An opportunity to begin again and to agree upon a new plan, a better plan, and a plan that truly moves America in the right direction. I want to join the president in wishing our best and saying we're going to cooperate in a nonpartisan way with all those who have been affected by the flood in the 10 Midwestern states. And I would say to all of you who are listening, pay attention to this plan. It will affect your life and it will affect your future. I thank you for listening. And good night.